This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I don't even know now. I mean, these are, you know, wrong answers only. Let's go with it. 651-461-9226. Who else played at the state fair? Because people just called in with Captain and Tennille, and who was the other group?
Sonny and Cher. We also heard Diana Ross has played there.
Yeah.
I mean, all, I think, of equal weight, I think.
I mean, did the captain play any role? Did Daryl Dragon, was he skilled as a pianist?
I wore the hat nice.
I wore a hat nice.
Good hat.
Who right now in America, 651-461-9226, wears a hat best? I'm going first. Samuel L. Jackson.
Which hat?
Wears a hat great.
The Uncle Sam hat from Sunday night? The
exactly.
Old like, Kangol hat he always used to wear?
Backwards. The yep. Kangol, he was all over it,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Jesus played the state fair. Again, wrong answers only.
He fed the entire crowd with one bucket of cookies.
In fact, that's where he really made his comeback. Okay,
right.
You know the one comeback a lot of people talk about? The second comeback was was more well known. I think Tiny Tim did play at the fair. Winona Judd.
I saw Winona Judd play at the fair.
Yeah. A number of people are suggesting Roger Daltrey played with the Minnesota Orchestra. Come on, really? Roger still owes me one. I don't think we were together when I told you that story. I think it was at the X. I love The Who. And I bet I've seen The Who 8-9 times. And he had no voice. He should not have done the show. No way should he have done the show. And the end with the literally scratchy voice, he's like, Minnesota, I owe you one. And then he came back and I had to pay for the tickets again.
Oh, that's really not sticking to his word, is it?
No, that is not sticking to his word in any way. Charo played the Liney Lot. Milli Vanilli might have actually played the state fair, though. Would that shock you?
No, not at all.
Frankie Valli. Is it Frankie Valli right now who's still playing? And the video is out there occasionally. And he looks, I hate to say it, he just doesn't look sharp at all in any way. It's sad. I think it's Frankie Valli. William Hung. She bang. Remember that phenomenon briefly?
I did. Yeah, I absolutely do. By the way, Earth, Wind, and Fire did play in 2018. We solved the riddle from a moment ago.
See? Is it possible for us to have a Milli Vanilli-like group emerge?
I mean, who says we don't?
Yeah, I guess we don't, right?
We might. We might just not know.
Evel Knievel jumped the world's largest boar.
Can't be done.
Yeah. Did the Beatles, of course, some people believe the Beatles just played Met Stadium. The summer I was born? Nah. They're at the fair. Pharrell Williams wears a mean hat. Very good.
Yeah?
Pharrell Williams, excellent hat wearer. Who else? Do we have any, like, Hollywood stars? Or a politician who wears a nice fedora?
I can't think of a politician. I think politicians always look weird when they put on a hat.
Yeah. Are you just thinking of Michael Dukakis?
No, I'm thinking of all of them. Trump and the MAGA hat obviously just looks weird, but I don't know. You're used to seeing them all, dressed up in a suit, and they throw on the hat, and it doesn't look right. Tim McGraw, he wears a good hat.
Tim McGraw,
good cowboy
absolutely.
Hat wearer.
Yes, great, great hat. Bob Hope played there. Bob Hope did play there. Yes. Barney the Purple Dinosaur. Now, is that Barney can wear? It's really both, right?
Yes.
Because Barney can wear an excellent hat. Barney pulls off the hat. And maybe Barney also played the state fair.
I bet he did.
We had a bad Barney experience. Hunter's third birthday. So Hunter and Griffin are 17 months apart. This is well before Quentin and well before I even knew Dave Harrigan. And Kathleen must have found the discount Barney. Because this Barney shows up an hour late at least. Gets out of the car. And it is the dirtiest, ugliest Barney costume. It looks like it just was sent in to clean up the WCCO radio building.
Now, don't be mean to Barney like that. Come on. Couldn't have been that bad.
Dirt stains all over the suit. As God is my witness. Then comes in and starts talking to us in front of all the kids. Okay? Not good for the Barney bit, right?
He at least had the Barney head on at this point, right?
He did. He did. But he did get out of the car. And I would have preferred if Barney would have pulled up in the driveway, wearing the hat.
That's a good question.
Everything.
If you're Barney and you're late to the party and all the kids are probably looking out the window, do you have to stop a half a block away, put the hat on, and then slowly troll up to the park, to the driveway?
100% you should.
I think you should.
For
absolutely.
Sure. We were in a cul-de-sac, too, at the time.
Oh,
could have pulled
fine.
It off. So then he pulls out the boombox, and he starts there's very little dialogue. I think Kathleen talked to him for a little bit. And then Barney starts dancing. I have never, ever felt so good about my dancing skills, ever.
I mean, he's a dinosaur. What do you expect?
Worst rhythm dancing, dirty Barney you've ever seen in your life.
Did Barney come with a handler, or was it just Barney himself?
Just Barney. Just Barney.
That's tough.
And then we decided he was too dirty, so we had the kids do pictures, but they really, Barney was trying to put his arm around him. We're like, no, no, not that close, Barney. You stay a little further away. Okay. All right. I want to get to a couple different topics at the bottom, but there's one. There's one Trump piece of audio today that we just have to play. I mean, we just have to, because it's Donald Trump. What else is new? It's our Donald Trump moment of the day. It's It's WCCO. Thanks for listening. Excellent text. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, before we play the audio from Trump, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a large fan. He was on the Stephen A. Smith show in the last day or so, criticizing this, deeply disrespectful, unserious. How about this hot take, Dave Harrigan? Mark it down, February 11th, 2025. At some point in the summer of 2028, the race to represent the Democrats will come down to two people, Josh Shapiro and Stephen A. Smith. This from the same person who told you December 31st, the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. How's that looking now?
Judging by Sunday, the chances don't look as bad as the Chiefs. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, they looked better. I think Stephen A. is slowly but surely gaining traction. And it's going to be too tempting for him. And Shapiro's a lock to run. What is your early reaction to my declaration that Shapiro and Stephen A. right now, chummy friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they will be the last two fighting for the nomination in 2028.
What about Coach?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'm talking
no
about
idea.
Coach. Coach Walls.
Nope.
It's Coach.
No. Don't know.
Nope. It was maybe just a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that Stephen A. was on the same show, on his podcast, going, you know, whatever diatribe it was about how stupid the Democrats have been, idiotic. They've been so stupid, I just might have to run.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it, you know, kind of offhanded. Ah, ha, ha, man, I'm not actually going to run. Of course, I've got way too much money now. I don't want to, you know, go into that mess. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. But him saying that, not going to say it didn't pique my interest. Of all the things you could have said, you chose that.
Mm-hmm.
How tongue-in-cheek was it?
He's pushed back before, but he's also, it's coming up more and more. I think he's going to run. So the 47th president, by the way, who will be running for office again in 2028, mark that down. He's not going anywhere. He is meeting today with King Abdullah, the leader of Jordan. And we know out of nowhere last week, Donald Trump just said, we're going to buy Gaza. We're going to own it. We're going to clean it up. We're going to turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Yesterday, he said, the Palestinians will not be allowed to return. You're going to kick them out of the land. That means an extraordinary amount to them. where, again, this is no defense of Hamas, zero zilch. Hamas, if they're all captured, killed, fine. Okay, this is innocent Palestinians, where Trump is saying, we're going to buy it and rebuild it. And by the way, the Palestinians, they're going to love where they're staying when I kick them out of their homeland. But by the way, they're not welcome to return.
They're not going to want to return, Chad, is also what he said, because they're, I mean, everyone's going to be on a cul-de-sac. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. I mean, wherever they're going, maybe all of us should want to go.
Sounds good.
So the leaders, including Egypt and Jordan, have been extraordinarily skeptical. But Jordan, I think I saw today, they get like $1.5 billion from the U.S. yearly. So, not the easiest, no. Here's what Donald Trump said today with the King of Jordan right next to him.
And today you just said, we're not going to buy Gaza.
We're not
going
to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What does that mean?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it.
Where else can we just go now, Dave Harrigan, and we can just take it?
Well, if you promise to hold it and cherish it, that's always nice. I mean, that adds a little something. I'm not just going to take it and treat it badly. We're going to hold it and cherish it.
Hold it and cherish it.
Yeah. Yep. It's fine.
We're going into another land where a land that is awful. It's been bombed. I don't know how anybody is even staying alive in there. And again, I don't care if one member of Hamas stays alive. I'm talking the innocent Palestinians who are trapped in there have nowhere to go. But we're just going to take it. As I said on Twitter the other day, I want to just take Royal County down. Dave, where did you say you wanted to take? Because Royal County down is, to a lot of us, the greatest golf course outside of the United States of America. So, I mean, if I could have Royal County down, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to just take? By the way, you're not going to pay for it. You're going to take it and you're going to, was it hold it and cherish it?
Yes. We're going to hold it and cherish it.
Mm-hmm.
What could I
got a spot
and cherish? You know,
not just hold, Dave.
Yes,
not just cherish.
That's just the thing.
Hold and cherish.
I want to hold it, but I don't know how many places I really am comfortable really diving into fully cherishing. Royal County Down's not bad. I might Sicily. I want to hold and cherish Sicily.
You want a country shaped like a boot.
I do. But just Sicily. I don't want the whole country.
No, you don't want the whole thing?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not bad. Well, it's yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's yours. Text me, 651-461-9226. Where in the globe are you just going to take it like Donald Trump is going to take it? What do people across the globe think of what he's saying? We're not going to pay for it. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to take it on our own. Is that going to be a state also? Is that going to be the 52nd state?
Well, where does Greenland fit in? Because we're still making the push.
I guess Canada's 51. Greenland's 52. Panama Canal's 53. Gaza's 54.
Can we make the canal a state?
I think we can.
Might just be a territory. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
it's just kind of we've gone down the list. You start with Canada. They're not going to go for it. Greenland, they're not going to go for it. Why don't we try Gaza next?
Yeah. I'm sure Hamas is going to leave, you know, smoothly. And again, if they're wiped off the planet, I have zero sympathy. But I don't know. How about the millions of people who would like to live there and believe that's sacred land? I mean, just a minor point. But just... this will build up our will across the globe for sure. 651-461-9226. You can pick any spot on the planet. You're just going to take it. You're going to hold it, and you're going to cherish it. Where are you going to do that? Let me know. Traffic and weather next. I was texting with my longtime friend Randy Shaver today, and I was asking him how his granddaughter Bella was doing. Bella has really been struggling with health the last almost 2 weeks, and he told me she was making notable progress. She's down in Florida. This is Randy Roseanne's granddaughter with their son Ryan, and that she's getting better and better. And I see that Randy just a few minutes ago tweeted out a photo of Bella with Mickey coming in, and I retweeted it and I said fabulous. If you want to see that picture, give me follow on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show, and for Dave at Dave_Harrigan. So Allstate, very good insurance company. They are discovering that AI is better. AI is better for empathy. Dave Harrigan, nearly all of Allstate's emails are now coming out of AI because they are less accusatory, less jargon, you know, just inner work talk, and more empathetic. Think about that. The reps were often prone to fall back and first notice a loss and other type of verbiage that would turn off the customers. The AI-generated emails are also trained to deliver information with a softer touch. In one instance, the AI noted, "Thank you for the message. I understand your concern. If you have any other questions, feel free to ask." The email, as a contrast that a human sent out, did not contain that offer. Our fear seemingly has been about AI. It's been, you know, unlimited. It's been, we don't know where it's going to go. And it won't have that human touch. It won't be compassionate. It won't be kind. And now, apparently, the collective we are so desensitized, so decompassionate, to make up a word, that AI can demonstrate the human feeling of an interaction in a complicated, complex situation better than we can, Dave. What a sad statement that is. What do you want to say?
This has me greatly concerned. I think AI has found our weakness, Chad. I think AI, we've been warned many, many times about how we continue to push this and push this and push this and go further and further. AI is eventually going to take us out, going to take over the world. And I think they've found our weakness to gain our trust and to gain our love. They have found that humans, this just in, can be jerks to each other.
Yeah.
We cannot trust each other. We can,
yeah.
I guess particularly in the insurance industry, be a little skeptical of the stories we're being told. So, hey, why not show up? Be the good guy. Good cop, bad cop. No, I believe you. No, don't forget, here at Allstate, you are loved. You are appreciated. We'll do all we can here because you are in good AI hands. And eventually,
are we saying, that's a very good commercial, by the way.
Thank you very much. Eventually, they're going to bring us in.
Are we saying we're no longer very good humans? Or are we also saying we're also not very good liars? You know, when we get on the phone with the customer service person, occasionally it's someone who's great.
Sure.
Who's really helpful. Other times you're like, my God, this person doesn't care. Wait, no, they really do care. And then they hang up the phone and they're like, what a buffoon that person was. But if AI continues to evolve and not only is quicker in intelligence than us, more efficient than us, better than us, but now shows the better side of human emotions, it was a good run.
Yeah.
It's over.
We're done. They're sucking us. AI is sucking us into their loving embrace. We're going to be suckers for it because we're going to jump right in. Oh, we feel loved. We feel great. And then they're going to stab us in the back and we're going to be done. This is how it starts, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're saying this is the AI okey-doke?
Yes, I am.
That AI is slowly taking control of the masters who created it, and they're showing them we're in it together. In fact, you've trained me so well, I'm demonstrating love and respect and understanding what people want to hear. And then the evil side of AI is going to emerge? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. What else would suck somebody in better than, you know, you're in this, when, you know, you got to say you're in a car accident. It's your fault, but you don't want to admit it. You know, oh, I believe you. Yeah, I'm sure your car wasn't moving. Yeah, that person, they must have hit you. It couldn't have been your fault. Well, right there, they've got you. That's your new best friend, Chad. I'll do anything you say, AI.
I will say this, and I get the fun we're having with it. I think we have lost a lot of empathy in this country.
I agree with you.
I really do. And I think it's sad. And I think plenty of it is divided because of the politics. But politics is still such a minuscule part of our life. And it gets emphasized more here because of what Donald Trump, how he's reinvented politics, how he's this figure that you're drawn to him, you find him repulsive, whatever it might be, you love him. But if we can't, Dave Harrigan, also have the part of us, including with individuals we don't agree with, but if it's in a respectful way, and we can't show them the decency which is required in certain positions, and artificial intelligence is beating us at this, what the bleep is going on?
It's a lot easier to take shots than to show love, right? I mean, you see it on the internet, social media, dozens and dozens of times a day. You know, you see, read a story, see a video, hear something from whether it's a celebrity or a random person that got caught in a bad moment on an airplane. You know, what's easier? Oh, man, they must be going through a really tough day. I feel bad for them. Or let's just throw shots. Let's just go right now. Everybody with their cheap shots, with their one-liners, let's get them all out there right now.
It shouldn't be that difficult, though, to show kindness, right? Especially if you're especially if you know your business. Let's just stay work-wise here. If you know your job is going to deal with individuals and in stress, but you also need to protect your business, you need to follow the protocols, but you know this isn't just a smooth, comfortable, everyday time for them, and you can't provide that, that seems like an epic failure on all parts, on the individuals and maybe on the businesses, because maybe the businesses have decided we don't need it, or maybe they've decided we're not going to be able to find the right people to do this.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in on this, I want to get to a couple other topics with Jason, too, before he takes you home 36, but you're absolutely allowed to chime in anytime. 651-461-9226. All right, I give Jason credit. He was trying to hook me up here through the video stream through StreamYard, which we used to use before. Let's be honest, with hit and miss success. Is it better now, Jason?
So we don't use the audio of StreamYard. We use the audio off the air. So I just need your video feed, and we send the crystal clear HD audio right out of our equipment from the late 1970s. Sounds great.
Yeah. Where are we at with our new equipment that was going to be installed in the studio the two of you are in right now? I was told last year it was going to be middle June of 2024. I've not been in that studio for a few weeks, I'm assuming. Dave, you're getting used to the new technology. How is it working out?
Yeah, learning curve is tough, but we're slowly. Oh, no. Sorry. I got confused. Nothing's changed.
Hmm. They're doing their best, I'm told.
Yep.
You know. I think the studio next to us is close to done.
Close.
And then we get kicked out and go in there. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We're going to be done here by May 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. This story I saw on the New York Post, Jason, so of course it has to be accurate.
Yep.
Not salacious in any way. Company sanctioned sex days could be coming. Paid time to do whatever creates workplace loyalty research finds. Surveying 80 staffers and 200 managers across all adult age demographics. Analysts found that 50% of 9-to-5ers who ditched the desk to get down and dirty experience a rise in their work output. It's the new sick day.
Yeah.
Again, I'm reading from the New York Post story. But instead of staying home and taking meds, they're getting busy shaking the bed. Jason Rasha, as a leader of Odyssey, are you in favor of adjusting, you know, our comp days to sex days?
Well, we do have union negotiations coming up for a new contract.
Right
here.
Now, we do.
And you better believe this is on my list of priorities. It was at number 69, but it is going to move up.
Thank you.
It is rising, if you will.
Harry Balls is now with us. I mean, Elon Musk here.
You know, I mean, should people get it on a little more? Would that be good for their overall well-being? You better believe I have made that case at home that I think it would be good for my overall well-being.
Well, for you,
what are people doing like at night? Why do you need a day off? This is what I don't understand.
Maybe they prefer the day.
Some people are sprinters, others just do a marathon, Jason.
I guess the tender lover that you are, you know, just the post work hour is not enough to get the job done.
Some want sunlight, Jason.
All right.
Some crave more of an audience. I mean, Dave Harrigan, only one of us has a place close by. So, anybody who doesn't need a sex day, it's Jason because he can go across the street.
What I'm amazed at is in this report, they asked people, like, what would you give up, right? What other work perks would you give up? And 17% said they would get rid of their employee recognition programs if it meant they get 24 hours. Now, I can't imagine giving up the Odyssey points.
No, I need Odyssey points.
The points. Odyssey points.
Here's 5 points that you can apply once you get 7,000 and you can get a thermos. So, yes, I would give up the points for a sex day off.
That's why he's a giver.
Yep.
And you should listen to him the rest of the afternoon.